right, good to have you back here. We've been talking for many years now, actually, about the size and the influence of social media in America and whether or not it is time to consider an antitrust action against Facebook and Twitter and so on and so forth. I believe that they are too big. I believe that they are too powerful. And based on the results of the 2020 election, when Mark Zuckerberg and others brought, what, $400 million to help put out drop boxes for ballots, yes, I find that to be completely dangerous. Plus, he bragged about the fact that Facebook could move an election by a few points one way or the other because of the messaging they put out and because of the messaging they block. My next guest is Brett Jacobson. He is the co-founder of Red Edge, a leading digital advocacy agency for right-of-center causes. Brett, good to have you here.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. So when it comes to antitrust issues, you say we should stop following Mao's little red book on antitrust, but you're going to have to defend that position with me because I'm going to tell you right off the top right here, when Facebook spends $400 million to influence an election, and that's the direct spend from Mark Zuckerberg, that's way over the line for a lot of us. So tell us where you're coming from.
So I'm a free market guy. I think that there are lots of problems in the world that we can address. And it just happens that we tend to not get the best results when we use the power of the government to choose companies that win or lose. And, you know, you talk about size, and that's a really good question. And I think that, you know, we're sometimes slow to understand how fast the digital market is moving. And Facebook is now much less popular and much less used than Snapchat and the Chinese communist, aligned TikTok for young people. And so the market moves extremely quickly. And my concern is that we don't really want to give people like Nancy Pelosi or Elizabeth Warren a direct say over how Americans communicate with each other through our phones. And so my point isn't that your concerns aren't valid. I think they are. It's just that we don't want to use the government as the tool to pick winners and losers.
Well, the problem is that if we don't do it that way, there's no way to rein in Facebook that put its thumb on the scales of the election in 2020 and the election of 2016 and a lot more. And their influence is outsized when they have billions of followers around the world, including people in communist China. So if you say we don't use the antitrust tools at our fingertips, what do we do? Because we have to stop. Nobody, no honest person thinks it's appropriate for Mark Zuckerberg to have the kind of outsized influence that he has currently. So how do you manage that?
I'm old enough to remember when we would say you vote with your feet, and in this case, you vote with our thumbs.
I'm old enough to remember when we didn't have devices in our hands influencing everything we see, say, and do, and being controlled by a handful of people. I'm old enough to remember that everything you see, read, and hear wasn't controlled by five people on the planet. And when they silence people like me, and when they silence people like a former president, and when they silence anybody that has an alternative point of view, you might be right of center, but you sure don't sound like it, Brett. I don't mean to be harsh, but that's what I get.
I'm a big boy. I can take some criticism. It doesn't bother me. I think my point is that, people can make choices for themselves. And you see, Donald Trump setting up his own social network. You see Dan Bongino doing some really creative, interesting stuff with Rumble. And the numbers on Rumble are really interesting. They have about as many new users as, CNN and MSNBC have active viewers. And so,
hold on. Viewership at CNN is off by 90%. That's an irrelevant point. And CNN doesn't have a lock on the market. They've got like three viewers, and they can't get to the remote.
If we're talking about how many people are seeing ideas, then the number of eyeballs is actually pretty important, and the scope is important. And when you look at teenagers and what they're using, and if we're concerned about what they're seeing and how they're going to be influenced, you see Snapchat and TikTok are way, way bigger than Twitter or Facebook. And so, when you start to talk about using antitrust, you're really talking about giving, 70-year-old bureaucrats in D.C. the power to try to understand and then make decisions around what kids who are, 15 and 20 are doing. And that has never in the history of humanity been a good fit.
I understand what you're saying. I do. I understand what you're saying about the problems with 70-year-old bureaucrats. I don't want Bernie Sanders in charge of anything. And I don't think their age really matters. I think there's some really sharp people that are 70 years old, 80 years old, and 90 years old. I've known some of them. But the fact of the matter is you still have companies like Twitter, like Facebook, like Rumble, like whatever the next thing is, that are going to influence elections. And that's my issue. My issue is the outsized influence. There's no secret here. Zuckerberg spent $400 million on the election, his own money. And then he went out on his platform, whether there's less people using Facebook today or not, went out on his platform and put out messages promoting one side and then blocked everybody else, right? Now, I get you don't want government interference, but then how do you solve the problem? I have not heard a solution. And say that you vote with your feet.
You build an alternate infrastructure, which is basically, you know, if you look at what the Right Forge guys are doing, you know, get Martine Avila hopefully on here and talk at some point about what they're building. You have the Trump people building their own stuff. You're basically seeing a more democratization of places where you can actually talk about politics. And, you know, when we're thinking about, you know, the golden era of news, we're talking about basically when, you know, there were only three networks and two newspapers. And that was, you know, a grand total of maybe 20 people deciding what all of America got to see. So I, you know, when you're talking about if you're unhappy with Mark Zuckerberg, I totally get that. That doesn't, you know, I support that. But there are more places to get news. There are more places to get ideas than ever. And we
that
just
part's
don't
true.
Need.
Yeah, Brett, I'll grant you that, Brett. Brett Jacobson, co-founder of Red Edge. I'll grant you there are more places to get news, but little places, small places, splintered places. And I still think that there should be some guardrails. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. There should be guardrails when Zuckerberg and others know and brag about how they can impact and influence the election. Let me ask you this. Do you think if Facebook didn't exist and Twitter didn't exist 2020, would the election have changed? Not necessarily the final outcome, but the percentages, the voting, the tallies. Do you think it would have had an impact on the final numbers? Because Mark Zuckerberg does. What do you think?
I think that the closer an election, like the closer in quality of candidates, then the tools that are out in the world matter a lot. And the further away that, you know, the quality of candidates is, then tools don't matter as much. So I think Trump would beat Hillary every time. You know, and so I don't know, you know, in replaying a Joe Biden win, I don't think Joe Biden beats Trump in, you know, 2024, the way things are going. Regardless of whether Facebook exists or not.
So, okay. All right. Well, I think that we have a problem. I don't know that we've arrived at a solution. And Meta is now, the name of this company. It's not Facebook anymore. It's Meta. And, you know, when a company's worth, what, $1 trillion? They might be a little outsized. Just my thoughts, Brett. Anyhow, greatly appreciate you being here. We'll have you back anytime. Anytime you want. It's a good discussion to have, and people will weigh in on both sides. So thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Greatly appreciated. Brett Jacobson. Red Edge. You can look it up. Leading digital advocacy agency for conservative and center-right causes. But I have a hang-up with Facebook. I don't like it. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.